Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello once again, Egg Chasers. It's the Egg Chasers Rugby Podcast, the podcast about rugby that doesn't take itself or the game too seriously. And yeah, if you're tuning in here thinking, I want to hear all about the Six Nations, where were you yesterday or when it, or the day, or whenever that podcast was put up?
The relevant day. Where were you on the relevant day?
Where were you on the relevant day or night or whatever? It's already in the feed. Go and have a look at the last podcast. This one is a quick update on other matters, news, domestic issues. We didn't want to mix up our love of the Six Nations with everything else. So if you're listening to this one, all good. We're going to serve you up all the headlines and our take on what's been going on in the rugby universe outside of the Six Nations. And it's been a trying week for Phil. How are you, mate?
Oh. Well,
we've had to take your shoelaces out your shoes.
You know what, Tim? I look at it as some good news and some bad news. So, the two club teams I support have both lost their directors of rugby.
Yeah.
In one case, it's probably not the best thing for the club. I'm speaking of Hurricanes losing Chris Boyd to Northampton Saints.
Your beloved Canes.
On the other side of things, my beloved Ulster losing Les Kiss is maybe the right thing. It's probably about time that happens.
Well, right move, right time as well. Another mid-season sacking. How do we feel about this?
I'm probably like you on the mid-season sacking, Tim. Yeah.
I'm surprised, actually. It doesn't seem like the logical thing to do for a Pro 14 team, because it's not like they're going to get relegated.
Yeah.
Just hold the season out. You can do it in a nice, orderly fashion. This is the whole point in the league setup as it is. Just silly.
It's a smash and grab for Champions Cup rugby, isn't it? It's trying to make get a quick turnaround to try and get into a qualification position.
But they're not that far away, or are they?
Not that far away. But I think it is a double thing. So you have the opportunity to do that. You also have it's like a no risk scenario. So they've put in place Jono Gibbs, or they've promoted Jono Gibbs to kind of acting director of rugby. And they've got
a pride Ulsterman himself.
Yeah. And they've got a no-risk option to have a look at him for 3-4 months to the end of the season, see if that's going to be a permanent appointment.
That's what the Tigers did. Aaron Major.
It is similar. Hopefully, Gibbs will last a little bit longer than Aaron Major. I can kind of understand it. It's probably not what I do, but I can understand it. Otherwise,
they're not going to keep it in Jono Gibbs' hands, though, are they?
Dwayne Peel?
I don't know.
Maybe they are.
I don't know.
I'd be very surprised if they did.
It's who are the alternatives to get?
Well, Ronan Gore is kicking his heels down in New Zealand.
Well, he's not.
I'm pretty certain he wouldn't take it.
No, he's only just joined the Crusaders.
I mean, isn't he doing it to go back to Ireland?
Yeah, but I think he's doing it with a much longer term approach, as we talked about before.
Maybe.
He doesn't want a short term DOR appointment.
They've only got four provinces. So, I mean, is Kiss Irish? Is he Australian?
No, he's Kiwi. Australian, yeah, yeah. Australian, sorry. Yeah. No, he's Kiwi.
He's Australian, isn't he?
I think he's Australian. But anyway, the point being is...
Australian. Former
Australian.
Yeah, played for New South Wales.
He has quite a Kiwi accent for an Aussie.
I guess.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. And I'm trying to think. No, he doesn't.
Who would be your dream appointment? I know who my dream appointment would be. There's only one. Actually.
Tommy Bowe, straight in.
Yeah. A combination of Tommy Bowe, Ruben Pienaar.
I've got a much, much better one than that.
Go on.
It's the dream appointment, by the way, not the realistic appointment. The guy that should have it.
David Humphreys.
You're thinking along the right line, but no, he's already done that.
Yeah.
And he also hasn't covered himself in glory since going to Gloucester.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd want Humphreys. Go on.
Mark McCall.
Now you're talking, yeah.
Because, obviously he's happy at Saracens. It's an amazing place to be, but, you know, the heart wants what it wants.
Yeah.
I think he would feel with his CV and his credentials that he should be a contender for the Ireland gig.
Yeah.
But I don't think he ever will unless he goes back to the provinces.
I don't know.
And it doesn't strike me as kind of an outstanding... For whatever reason it is with Mark McCall, because he's such a mild-mannered guy, such a meek fella.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'd describe him as meek. No. I know what you mean. He's quiet. He has that.
Yeah, he isn't front and centre, is he?
No, but you can imagine. I've never seen it myself. I've got to say, in seeing him around the grounds and stuff, he always seems very level-headed and measured in a kind of Rob Baxter way. But I don't know. I can imagine a bit of menace.
I can, yeah. So, like, he doesn't shout at you, but he would leave a horse's head in your bed.
Rob Baxter would just do the... I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah.
And he'd crush you.
Very, very matter of fact, look, it is what it is. Here are the start sheets. We can still be friends, but you've got to go.
Yeah.
Well, so, Mark McCall would be a bit more sinister.
Mark McCall probably is the dream appointment. You're right.
I don't think it's...
Who else is out there?
Unguessable.
Could get
someone like Scotty Robertson.
Jim Mallinder?
Oh, no.
Well, he's saying maybe not.
Jim Mallinder, perhaps doing a Stuart Lancaster role.
Yeah.
Stuart Lancaster.
But not as a DOR.
No.
Definitely not as a DOR.
There must be some good Northern Irish talent. I know one for you. I think he was at Ulster. What about Bell from Gloucester?
But he's like, why would you take him and not, you got John O'Gibbs, they're sort of both.
Because he's an Ulsterman. Not... I mean, I do think that... Yeah. When you are provinces and there's only four of you, that you must be used as well as to develop playing time is. To
I agree with you, but I mean you've got John O'Gibbs, so why would you bring in Johnny Bell?
John O'Gibbs not Kiwi.
Yeah, I think he is.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so like John O'Gibbs is fine.
Who's the Ulsterman in the setup? Oh, forget it. It doesn't matter. We're talking too much about this anyway. Yeah, it's going to be a short podcast. Chris Boyd going to Northampton.
Yeah, a short podcast. And we've dissected the CVs
of half
the coaches
let's through some other stories.
Let's dissect the coaches for Northampton.
Northampton. Chris Boyd. Good appointment. Happy? Obviously not for your beloved Canes.
With a Canes hat on, no, definitely not.
Canes hat on. Behave yourself.
With my Avicii Premiership hat, which is slightly larger than my Canes hat, so I support the entirety of the Avicii Premiership above the Hurricanes.
As do I, and people don't understand that. When people see me at games, who's your team? Who do you support? Well,
Doncaster, isn't it?
I don't.
Rotherham
at the minute, yeah. But well, no, not really. But when he was a player,
that's a guy who could have a head coach job at Ulster.
What's an impact Nick Rouse has had at Rotherham?
Why didn't he get that?
Get him in.
Hashtagging.
Anyway, Chris Boyd. Yeah, it's good for Northampton. I think what's interesting was the chairman of Northampton has said we're going to keep local people around him. And I think when you look at Tom Coventry, that was the mistake London Irish made. A coach thought he could come in and play Super Rugby in England. It doesn't work.
How funny you mention that, because I was in a Twitter argument with someone. Who was it? Oh, it was our good friends from Blood and Mud. And we were just saying, like, New Zealand, getting a New Zealand coach in the Premiership isn't actually a guaranteed way for victory. Tom Coventry being the exact example
it's
I gave.
Not about New Zealand, it's actually not respecting the DNA of the Avicii Premiership and the way it's done. And that's nothing to do with the nationality you are. New Zealand, lamb and rugby coaches are their two best exports.
So when was the last time a New Zealander or a top 14 coach won the Premiership?
Good question.
I know this because I looked it up.
Or top 14, or you mean...
Super Rugby even.
It was New Zealander.
A New Zealander or any...
Any Southern Hemisphere. Checker with Leinster?
Sorry, the Premiership.
Premiership.
I don't know. Who is it?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. If you
I'm pretty certain, and please correct me if I'm wrong, it was Sir Warren Gatland.
With Wasps?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's a long, long time ago. Well,
that doesn't mean that. I think that
it doesn't mean that
it's
at
really
all.
Churlish saying New Zealand, like saying that and going, oh, New Zealand coaches aren't good. They are exceptionally good. What's good about Northampton is they're going, no, hold on. The Avicii is very different from Super Rugby, but the coaching ability of Chris Boyd is outstanding.
We'll supplement him with Dorian West.
That remains to be seen. But that's where London Irish got it so horribly wrong.
Don't worry, Boydie. The forwards will be sorted.
Oh, dear.
But Chris Boyd plays a brilliant brand of rugby, has experience bringing incredible talent through, nurturing them and getting the best out of them both up for a club team and then for them to shine on,
really,
on the
really
national stage.
Good CV, Chris Boyd. Have you read it?
Yeah.
It's so perfectly incremental.
Well, it's one of those kind of assistant, step up, work through the ranks.
Yeah. Go on, Tim.
Good. So that's good.
Yes.
We're positive about that appointment. One other bit of news is the picture that I didn't see was we were doing our podcast yesterday, but it was related to the Six Nations, but it's Daniel Craig in the England rugby dressing room. Not only has he gaffer-taped around his can of, I don't know if that's beer or Coca-Cola or whatever, but obviously that's...
Can I see? You got it there?
Yeah, that's that. He's gaffer-taped around it, and that's what's brought it to his attention. Like, oh, look at Daniel Craig. He has to worry so much about endorsements and stuff that he can't show anyone what he drinks. But what I find heinous is double denim, black and blue double denim.
Let's have a look at this.
I know. So that is a very old school Levi's jacket. That's like a Craig David circa 2001 or something.
Like 7 days.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I remember wearing denim jackets before I went to my glass collecting job.
But if you're going to wear denim jackets, you need to think about your trousers and wearing and black and blue. Never.
You might have been on a stag do, double denim stag do.
Might have been. Weekend in Rome. Bad taste. Weekend.
Do you know what annoys me about him,
Daniel Craig?
Yeah, really annoys me. Like, he's there with his can. It's all taped up. He's on his like 8th Bond now. He's multi-millionaire because of the franchise. And after every franchise, he comes out with Bond is a misogynist, sexist, homophobe, yada, 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 every damn time. And yet he goes back and takes more money. He's a bit of a hypocrite.
Mm. Other news. Let's rattle through these stories then. Come on. It's going to be a short podcast.
Dave Attwood
getting some mental recuperation in Toulon.
So I can't work out from his statement, is he fit to go and play for Toulon now?
Yeah.
So how come he's not playing for Bath?
Well, I don't know the ins and outs. I've no idea. What I read into that is... And you know what? Who's the player that's come out in the last week or so and talked openly about... I'm not suggesting Dave Attwood is in this situation, but what I'm trying to highlight is that I took it to be that there's a mental fatigue.
Yeah.
He should be fresh physically, but the whole process has taken a toll mentally.
Yes. And you can understand that, can't you?
Yeah.
I mean, he was playing at such a high level. I mean, before he went down, it was at 2016 he's playing for England, comes off the bench, makes 106 million tackles in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then he just can't get himself right.
And the number of times he's come back thinking he's coming back again and then something else has happened. Yeah. Oh, on injuries as well, can I just say, Sam Jones. It was just looking like he was getting very close to a return. He was in light training for Wasps. He was the guy that Maro Itoje judo threw and gave, I think Dai Young at the time described it as, he said it's horrific. It's like four really bad injuries in one. It was a shattered ankle, shattered knee.
It was bone and it was ligament.
Bone,
and
ligament,
cartilage,
ankle, knee, leg. And basically, with these Anglo-Welsh Cup weeks, I was thinking, wow, this could be Sam Jones returning. He's come back to light training and has been in pain. Well, all I'm saying, it just doesn't look good. He's 26 years old. It wouldn't surprise me. It would really upset me, but it wouldn't surprise me if he had to announce his retirement. But
I've heard that about 6 months ago. Well, maybe about 4 months ago, people were saying that. I was just hoping it would continue.
I'm hoping it still does. But
and a stint in Toulon might help.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, good luck, Sam Jones.
And good luck, Dave Atwood.
Yeah, definitely.
See you back in the Prem.
And the other, I think you just briefly mentioned it, Tim. Tom James was the player who's
said
he's been suffering from depression.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So get well soon.
So I'm not
I'm
not suggesting any link with Dave Atwood there, but just it sounded from his thing like it was, let's call it mental fatigue.
And you're right, the mental side of injuries, I can say from first-hand experience, it's not much fun, especially coming back and then immediately getting injured again is awful. So hopefully Atwood can get the right treatment and then get back to playing for Bath and England, because it's just another incredibly strong second row to add to their ranks.
Yeah, he was dynamite when he's fit.
Yeah, he was.
Haskell. Let's talk about James Haskell.
Yeah. So the club have announced that they're parting ways, or they will not be renewing his contract.
Yeah.
To get into the England 2019 World Cup squad, which is still James Haskell's ambition, he will need to be playing for Avicii side.
Unless there are exceptional circumstances, which I can't imagine there would be.
No.
So if no one offers him a contract at the rate he wants, that would apparently pass as exceptional circumstances, is my understanding from good sources.
Well, interesting.
So, they can't use it to beat him at, hey, James, here's 20k a year with the academy boys. They can't do that.
But the thing is, though, let's say, so the numbers are almost irrelevant, but if Sale were going to offer him 20k, then Newcastle would offer him 30k.
And
Bath would offer him 40k.
Yeah.
And Exeter would offer him 50k.
Yeah, okay.
And then,
so 150, say.
Yeah, he would get his worth. But he would get his worth in England. But his worth in England might be different to what his worth in France is.
Yeah, I think there's, if he's in the Premiership, you're laughing at me now. One of the clubs I can see being keen on him would be Exeter.
I could see that.
Yeah,
I could do.
I can't see any other team where he'd be as good a fit for them. I can't see Bath or Leicester or any. I just can't see it. I think Saracens might be interested.
I think you sign him for a year, maybe two, but you sign him knowing that he could be away with England. I would guess not so much, but I've been saying that for ages. Yeah. He's in Ed Jones' squad.
Well, he's ahead of Don Armand.
Yeah.
What are we on? 7 Right, let's just go to 27 minutes and we'll get off Don Armand.
what clubs? So the ones that are rumoured at this stage are Northampton.
I can't see it.
Bristol.
Yes,
that's the one that makes the most sense.
A big offer.
It's a very Bristol move. Quinns.
If I was advising James Haskell, do not go to Bristol.
Do not go to Quinns. Although, tell you what, Quinns could use a large dose of Haskell. I mean, they really could. They are so fickle. And actually, wouldn't he work brilliantly with Rob Shaw on the other side? I mean, that could actually be the way he gets back in the England side.
Yeah, you're not wrong, actually.
But the issue is, and you look at Wasps, and they've said the salary cap is what it is, and as a result,
and they're right to do it as well.
And they got Brad Shields coming in, which makes the decision a bit easier. And they've also got these young. I mean, we've not even talked about they would have thought Sam Jones would be the guy, but Jack Willis, looks a proper player.
Yes,
and they've got some really good young guys. And then you look at Quinns. I really like the look of James Chisholm.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
He's not bad.
And you could go. All right, so I'm just plucking numbers out of the air here.
I think
200k, we could spend 200k on James Haskell, who may be away half the season, or we could spend less on James Chisholm and have more money to invest elsewhere.
Yeah,
you're right.
Maybe the best young eight in the country might be the lad in Sale Sharks. Can't remember his name.
Sam Moore,
very good player.
But Haskell would be more valuable if he wasn't an England player.
He's staying
in an Avicii club to be an England player, so that's going to lower his market value.
If England aren't interested, and he's in a hell of a bad position from my point of view, because the clubs know he wants England, and it kind of hamstrings him a bit. But say if the England thing doesn't come off, do you know where the smart money is? For me, anyway, it's got to be the Pro 14. Because he is smart enough to know that he'll have played in every major competition on the planet then. And as far as I'm concerned, I think
Super Rugby, Top 14, Japan,
Premiership,
Avicii.
Pro 14. And like that is so saleable. And if there's one thing that he knows, it's how to be saleable. And it just makes so much sense. Like, could you imagine? I tell you, the perfect landing spot for him would be Leinster.
I was going to say an Irish province. They don't need him.
But
absolutely not.
I mean, it kind of fits into what they've done in the past. They've got a really good high-profile
second
back row.
Usually.
Second row. That would work. And the other one?
Scott Faddy.
Dragons.
They're splashing some cash.
Loads of cash.
They've got all that. Is it Just Eat money?
Yep. Dragons are the only Welsh province that I could see going for him. The Scottish wouldn't do it.
Hmm. Interesting.
I think he...
You know what? I could actually see him retiring.
Yeah, I could as well.
Which is the other one. A bit like Hugo Monier retired at 31 to do TV stuff.
Yeah.
Haskell's got so many outside interests.
World Cup. If he's
safe fishing.
If the door was shut on England, I'd go with you. But while that door's open, he's not going to miss the chance.
You're right.
World Cup, is he?
Harlequins. Yeah. Harlequins is his best move. I've decided. Harlequins or Exeter.
Go to France. Take the money.
But Exeter are letting Thomas the Tank go at the end of the season.
They are.
And he's not a like for like, is he?
No.
No.
But Don Armand can go to eight.
Yeah,
he has played eight before.
And Dave Ewers and Simmons. So as long as you're getting the carrying from your back row.
Dave Ewers, Armand and Skinner can slot in the back row and has done.
Yeah, as long as you're getting your carrying, it doesn't really matter.
Harlequins. Go to Harlequins, James.
not Sale.
They're one of the clubs linked with him.
Do you know, he would like it in Manchester.
He would?
Yeah, if you're not in,
well, home. We'd love to have him in Manchester with us.
We would.
Yes, we would.
We'll show you around.
Damn right. Yeah. I'm there on at Sale on Tuesday. I'll float the idea.
That's right. I was listening to James Haskell in the car before.
Oh,
his mix,
his Spotify mix, back row beats.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a bit kind of hard for my taste. EDM.
It is back row though, isn't it?
It is. No. Yeah.
So it's not outside.
It's no Chromio.
Yeah, it isn't outside back beats.
What else is on our agenda then? What else is going on in the rugby world?
Good question.
It's not a lot, really.
Anything that caught your eye? Any standout players from the Anglo-Welsh, Tim, that you witnessed over the weekend?
I mentioned him, Jack Willis. Proper player. And I think it probably says everything about how... I mean, you would have watched the Ulster Wasps game. I think it says
Ulster
everything...
Ulster Wasps? Leicester.
Sorry.
The other week, yes, I did.
I think it says everything about what Wasps, and bearing in mind James Haskell is going, I think it says everything about what Wasps think of that guy, that they started him in a Champions Cup game against Ulster, and he showed up really well, and he was outstanding, man of the match with 50 minutes.
He's a good player. I'll tell you who else showed up well from the Wasps game today, from the Wasps side.
From the Wasps game on Sunday.
Sorry, yesterday, yes.
How was your Monday at work, by the way?
Oh, Monday-ish. Very worky.
In a kind of only Sunday, and between Sunday and Tuesday kind of day can be.
Exactly like that. Someone who, if I was him, I would get out of the club because Wasps keep on getting high-profile fullbacks. Rob Miller.
Yeah, he looked good.
He looked brilliant. His feet looked good. His hands were excellent.
He's just like a really well-kept secret, Rob Miller.
Yeah.
I mean, he was dynamite in Sale.
Such a good player.
Yeah, just not that interested, really.
He needs. Where would he go? Seeing as you've put Haskell to Quinns, where does Rob Miller go?
He Sale. Could go to Exeter.
No, I tell you where he would go.
He could do, because they need a fullback.
No, I tell you. Have they not signed someone? They're linked with Mike Haley.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. I'd go for Rob Miller.
Nothing in that, apparently.
Well, he's got another year on his contract, so...
Tell you where I think Rob Miller will go. If you go somewhere, Newcastle. Because Newcastle's whole strategy now is trying... I mean, he's actually a Cumbrian lad, but...
And he played for Newcastle.
Yes.
And Tyndale.
And the strategy is to get as many lads from the northeast back to the northeast because they believe they can get value. People take a pay cut to go home.
Yeah.
The hammer, though.
Yeah, but need more than one.
True. Interesting.
Watch that one with interest. But yeah, no, he looked really good.
Yeah,
I like the look of Harry Simmons, the Leicester scrum half.
Yeah, he did look good. He was one of the he was probably the standout player on that Leicester team.
Yeah, and you could well see him on the bench in Premiership matches in the coming weeks.
Yeah, Leicester have been so lucky, haven't they, with scrum halves in a way? Because for the longest time they had Austin Healey there, who was basically an England scrum half and an international caliber guy.
Yeah.
As soon as he retires, Harry Ellis steps in. As soon as he retires, Ben Youngs steps in.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And now this young Simmons lad. I think that's it.
Yeah, I think.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There we go.
Do you want to do your predictions for the Six Nations? Because we haven't done any, and we need to fulfil our sponsorship duties.
Oh yeah.
Well, I think on this occasion, on this week, So just to let you in on what happened there. What happened is we all said to each other, right, as soon as England announced their team, because Wales went early on the Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For like four or five days before the match.
Good lads. Thanks.
Yeah. And we thought, right, okay, cool. So Ireland will follow tomorrow. Yes, they did. Scotland. Yeah. Everyone else.
England 9:30 Friday.
We'll just let England. We'll get the England team out of the way. That'll probably come on Thursday latest. Thursday lunchtime.
Idiots.
And we thought we'd get a pod out in time. They waited till Friday, so it was kind of, well, what's the point? But assuming that England will name their team a lot earlier, as will Wales, Scotland, Ireland.
And to think they didn't even give it to the Telegraph early.
Oh, normally we can rely on the Telegraph to leak it out, can't we?
Yeah. But no, not even that.
Excuse me.
It's a joke.
So we will have a Six Nations preview podcast, thanks to our friends at Leo Vegas, which will come later in the week.
Definitely. What if England don't release their team till 9:30 on a Friday?
We'll do it anyway.
We record Thursday, no matter what.
And we do a Conor O'Shea and we pick Eddie Jones' team for him.
Yeah, it's simply enough.
Do you want me to phone Conor O'Shea and ask him what he thinks the team will be?
Yeah.
I can do that.
Let's do that. But certainly no injury crisis for England. But it'll be interesting. Maybe by the time you're listening to this, well, I'm sure that Ben Youngs' replacement probably. That's the bet we'll do with Leo Vegas. Leo Vegas, we could probably get him to set us up a bet right now, only for the three of us for right now. Who does Eddie Jones pick up? And we'll know by the time this podcast comes out whether we are right or not. I'm going Richard Wigglesworth.
Chudders.
Ooh, lovely. Chris Cook.
Yes,
Chris Cook, a lot of talent, not the right mental attitude 90% of the time.
Yeah, who does he remind you of mentally? Who's a player that you most...
Well, there's elements of like Sinclair and Marler.
Yeah. Actually, do you know what, the Chris Cook thing's not a mad suggestion, because if you think about Eddie Jones's tenure, England play really well with 14 men.
That's excellent. Yeah, Chris Cook.
I'm behind it.
I'm trying to think of who else. He reminds you of someone. It's not Sinclair. It's not someone else.
There is an arrogance and like a swagger about him.
No, it's the chippiness.
Maybe it's Austin Healey.
No, it's Dylan Hartley. he's like the Dylan Hartley of scrum halves.
Well, on that, the referees had their meeting before the Six Nations and they agreed to, one, police put-ins in the scrums.
By the way...
Which did happen.
I didn't mention this before, but I think we might have found ourselves a new Nigel Owens. I can't remember the name of the fella, but the guy who reffed the Wales game was superb.
The French ref.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was very good.
One of the best ref performances. He knew his mind.
He let the boys play.
Yeah, he absolutely... Anything 50-50 played on... his interpretations may not be exactly what he wanted, but they were consistent.
The only thing that wasn't good was he didn't have the backup from his TMO, so when he says, is there any reason I can't award the try, we'll just look at the grounding, not look at the clear forward pass, which led to the bonus point.
Oh, well, what can you do?
But they also, the referees, had a meeting and talked about, what was the thing I was saying, scrums and the chippiness, chatting back.
Yeah.
And I know we're going to upset some of our Irish fans when I say this. Now, Wales are particularly bad at it. England do it as well. Everyone does it to a degree.
Oh, do you know,
Ireland are particularly bad.
Do you know, the only downside to this man's character is chippiness, and that's Owen Farrell.
Oh, Owen Farrell, yeah. Conor Murray's awful at
it. He's a scrum off, though. I mean,
scrum off is part of their DNA.
Yeah, but like Farrell lets himself down because he's such.
He does.
He's such a complete human otherwise.
Totally. But it's the you have to draw that line. The total competitor. And
do you know who doesn't do that?
Who's that?
Rob Shaw, Golden Boy.
Golden Boy does not do that.
He should have like an extra. Do you have like the World Cup stars? Like he should just have a little classroom golden star.
Yeah,
it's like on the other side.
You know when the refs go back 10, he'll always go back 11 just to make sure. Just to make sure. Is this okay, sir? Am I all right? Am I okay?
Would you like your RFU branded apple?
I love the man.
I come to house 10 and took an extra one for you, sir.
Oh, an RFU branded Chris Robshaw apples could make a fortune.
Is there a pun on an apple there?
I don't know. Let's ask Gabby Logan.
Robshaw. I can't think of one. I'll think on that. I think the lesson, the thing we learned taken out of that is everyone be more like Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be more like Chris. Right, I think we're done, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We're back with a Six Nations preview podcast. Thanks for listening. If you go back and listen to the Six Nations one, if you haven't already, subscribe. Get your Cornerstone razor with the amazing...
Oh, we're not doing Cornerstone this week, damn it.
Cornerstone. So, yeah, we have an amazing deal with a razor company, Cornerstone. If you're new to the podcast, you won't have heard us talking about this. If you're a long-time listener, you'll understand we've been talking about it. If you haven't taken us up on this amazing offer, what are you playing at? There are loads of newcomers. I saw an advert between one of the games for one of these shaving things that are trying to do what
Hang
Cornerstone
on,
have been doing.
You're going around the houses here. Look, rugby is a game of razor fine margins.
Yes.
Not our margins, because you buy Cornerstone. So go out and buy more Cornerstone.
Yes.
Egg 10 at checkout, Cornerstone/egg chasers.
Only £4 for six, your cartridge full of six razors and your engraved aluminium weighty heavy metal shaft. Precision engineering, award-winning design, £4, less than a pint. Cornerstone.co.uk/egg chasers. Go.
Let boys play.
Done.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.